Welcome to the Claim Hunters. I am Chris Tidball, an executive claim consultant with Subro IQ, where we routinely find our clients significant amounts of trapped cash. On our show, we will explore the epidemic of trapped cash across not only the insurance industry, but the global business landscape. Our guests bring a unique perspective on challenges faced by businesses that impact their bottom line. We believe that everyone has a great story to tell, and this is the forum to tell it. We hope you enjoy today's episode and stick around to learn more about how you can be a guest in 20 minutes or less. Welcome to Claim Hunters. I am with Dwight Geddes, who is the president of Metro Claims and Risk Management. And you're based in New York City, right?
Yes, sir. Floral Park, New York.
All right. So Dwight, you're a veteran. You've been on this show before.
Yes,
and
we've
talked about some fun stuff, and
yes, we have.
I love talking to you because, you know, New York is just full of fun stuff. Well, I mean, good stuff and, you know, some crazy stuff.
Good, not so good, and everything in between.
Absolutely. Yeah, so Metro Claims, so let's tell everyone a little bit about Metro Claims.
So we provide claims handling services for insurers and self-insurers operating in the Northeast primarily. We can handle stuff across the country, but our main focus is in the Northeast. Property claims, casualty, you know, GL, auto, everything. And, you know, we've been around for a while now. So,
yeah. So how did you get into claims beginning?
How did I get into claims? Well, I started out working with a plaintiff's personal injury attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little non-traditional route. I credit him for a lot of the success I've had because I learned a lot from him at a young age entering the industry. After, because I was pre-law in college, that's how I got into that whole thing. And it got to a point where I decided, well, let me think about if I want to be an attorney, let me see what else is there.
Right.
And I just kind of fell into insurance and claims because it's kind of aligned with.
Yeah, makes sense.
So first job was in the industry was at Crawford & Company.
Okay.
That's where I started out, so. Shout out to them. Great experience.
Right. Sure. Good training and program.
Yeah. So, that's it.
Nice. And so you've been doing this in New York. I mean, you've got to see some crazy claims.
Yes, sir.
And it seems like, I mean, you hear crazy stories across the industry, but it seems like the craziest claims come out of New York City, out of the boroughs.
You know what? Florida has a tendency to say, hold my beer.
Yeah.
And try to one-up everyone. But, we do have some wild stuff going on New York. Just by the nature of it, it's New York. Everybody's, you know.
Yeah. So what's going on now? I hear stuff about RICO actions. What's going on?
A couple of big RICO actions that are winding their way through different stages of litigation involving a lot of personal injury firms that you see advertising on TV,
yep,
and radio and online every day.
Billboards.
And billboards every day. And a lot of it has to do with how they're going about securing their clients, who they're working with to secure their clients, what instructions are the clients being given, are these legitimate injuries that are being claimed.
Okay.
And what involvement, you know, how's that old saying from the Nixon era? What did he know and when did he know it? So right. A lot of that's going on right now with, you know, the attorneys and medical providers and that kind of thing.
So you could have a situation where you've got, let's say, a staged accident, and the attorney maybe works with the capper who arranged the staged accident, and then the injured parties go to a provider that the attorney arranged them to go to, and they treat for injuries that just didn't ever happen. That's really a thing.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And in a nutshell, that describes the process for the majority of the claims. And by the way, this isn't new.
Right.
This has been going on for many, many years, going back to when I started in the industry 30 years ago. But that being said, it's gotten worse in my estimation. And it's gotten more blatant, flagrant.
Do you think that, you know, if you have, is there a correlation between declining economic conditions and opportunistic fraud?
Do I think there's a correlation?
Yeah, economy goes down, fraud goes up.
It's not a cause and effect kind of thing because fraud is constant.
Okay.
And I've always had the belief that what is reported as fraud is woefully undercounted.
Yeah.
Because I think when they say, oh, a third of all claims are fraud, no, I'd say that two-thirds of all claims have
Wow.
elements of fraud. Absolutely. But when you're saying it's a third, you're not really, you're scratching the surface.
Right.
And what we're seeing now is that when the economy gets rough, as it has over the, you do see the opportunistic
Right.
type of fraud claim increase. But it's a constant in terms of day in, day out, this stuff goes on.
Yeah. So they've talked, for years, and I'm going back to, probably 20, 30 years ago, you started hearing about the Russian mafia involvement in some of the rings. Is that still a thing in New York?
Yes, absolutely still a thing.
And I mean, are they, you have the RICO Acts going on. There's been some prosecutions over the years. Do they ever throw the book at these folks, or is it more of a white collar crime, slap on the wrist, you're out on probation?
What happens, in my opinion, and I want to stress that it's just my opinion, what happens a lot with claims in New York, litigated and non-litigated, when there is fraud involved, a lot of times carriers don't necessarily want to go all the way in
Okay.
to prosecute. They may walk away and make a business decision and say, we're not paying on this claim.
Right.
And if pushed and they have to defend it, well, then they will go further with their, defense of it and going after the fraudster. A lot of companies may do that.
Right.
The Tradesman RICO action, which is one of the big ones going on right now, is unusual in that they went after everyone involved and they basically have the goods to, to present a viable case that definitely will be a benchmark for many years. Now, that being said, what we see is the mob will come in and the mob will not just be involved with staging accidents. They're at every level of the claim process.
Okay.
They're owning attorneys. They're owning medical facilities. They're owning testing facilities like MRI facilities,
Right.
ultrasound. They own those facilities. They're being generous with elected officials
Right.
who will not push laws to strengthen penalties for fraud.
Wow, that's
And
yeah,
cases have been
problematic.
going on for a while.
Yeah.
And, if you don't have to believe me, you look at the names of some of the big personal injury firms going back 30 years,
Sure.
to now. Look at their names, look at who they are,
Right.
and look at who is in the New York State legislature.
Yeah.
And
There's a
look at,
correlation.
there's a
Yeah.
correlation,
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a big issue. And it has been allowed to take root.
Oh,
And
yeah.
it's very difficult to dig something out when you've allowed it to establish root.
Yeah, and it's been well established, and
Yes.
I mean, there's hot spots of fraud around the country, right? I mean, you've got Miami, Los
Yes.
Angeles,
Yes.
New York. New York's arguably the biggest, I would think.
I would say, yeah.
Well, again, the big, biggest city. So, but I'd say probably even per capita, it's probably the biggest area of fraud in the country. And
A lot of people concentrate in a very tiny area.
yeah.
And that's what you get,
Oh,
unfortunately.
yeah. So what's the solution? How do you hedge against this? I mean, because we are the people that are paying for it, the consumers and the businesses.
Yeah, and there's no one solution. There's no magic bullet, but I think it's going to take a multi-tiered approach to really get to the bottom of it and get it out. And it's going to involve going after not just the runners on the street,
Right.
but going after the attorneys involved,
Yeah.
as is happening now, going after the doctors that are involved. You have no idea how many times we're taking statements from people over the years, and you're asking about a doctor who may or may not have done something properly.
Right.
And people, uninvolved people say, oh no, a doctor is not going to risk his license for, for that amount of money.
Right.
And I'm saying, yeah, they will. They do it every day.
Well, and oftentimes there's a lot more money out
Exactly.
there than we realize. I mean, you're talking a, multi, what do they say, fraud in
Multi-billion-dollar business
hundred
every year.
billion dollars a
Yep.
year. And when you add in Medicaid fraud, that number doubles. And they say, they say that after narcotics trafficking, insurance fraud is the largest vice in the country.
I
And the two are probably very much related at some
yes,
point.
yes, and I wouldn't doubt that. And the fraud, as it has spawned a lot of different, offspring,
Oh, yeah.
and I remember years ago when you first started hearing about what was going on in South Florida,
Right.
and I remember talking to some friends, colleagues in South Florida who were like, "We need you to start doing business down here because the fraud is so rampant, and they're all New York actors. The people have moved from New
Oh, yeah.
York to South Florida,
Yep.
and they're bringing these practices with them."
Yeah.
And it's again, it's taken root.
Right.
So you need to really get to the bottom of it and prosecute those involved with it.
So, oh, absolutely.
Make it to the point where it's not worth it to them.
Right. Well, you have to throw real jail
Yeah.
sentences, and that becomes the deterrent. So you handle a lot of claims, mainly in the Northeast. Do you, is one of your niches that you understand this stuff, and is your approach a little more aggressive on pursuing the claims and uncovering things like fraud?
I think you kind of have to be aggressive in investigating it. Now, a lot of it for me and for people working for me is client driven.
Okay.
You may have a client that is not really interested in pursuing
Right.
fraud angle.
Yeah.
You tell them, listen, I think that there's some fraud here,
Right.
and this is why I believe that.
Right.
And then it's up to them if they want to pursue it
Yeah,
or
of
not.
course.
And again, a lot of times companies will make a business decision and say, hey, it's a minor enough claim that I'm not even going to
Yeah.
bother. I'll pay this and, go away.
Right.
And then they may, they drop the person afterwards or whatever. That's fine. That's an underwriting decision. But on the claims end, it depends on the client.
Right.
And some clients want you to let them know everything and then they'll go after it. Some of them will say, I'm not going to.
Yeah, and I think, at some level, carriers get a little bit concerned about, if they work together, antitrust allegations, which you really don't have on the plaintiff side of the house. I mean, they really don't face those
Yeah.
issues. So, and then you've got, PR issues as well. You're a large company with a good name, and you don't want to run the risk of, running afoul of, the publicity.
Yeah. And also, it becomes an issue, like going back to what you said to Medicare, and a lot of times these medical programs, whether it's no-fault workers' comp, Medicare, whatever the case may be, they don't communicate with each other
Right.
very well. So it leaves gaping lanes for fraud because you'll have a medical professional, and I'm using the term professional very loosely,
Right.
who will, operate in Medicare. And when things get warm, he jumps over and starts handling no-fault,
Yeah.
or he jumps over and starts doing workers' comp.
Right.
And is that being tracked? You may have companies out there that are tracking it,
Right.
but if you go to a Medicare website, would they have information showing that this guy is doing no-fault fraud now or
Right.
no?
No, not at all. Yeah. So if I'm in New York and I want you to handle my claims, how do I find you?
MetroClaimsNYC.com. Give me a call, 516-321-4005. That's the office number. And we'll get on it for you.
No, that's great. Dwight, thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Absolutely. And if you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, head on over to subroiq.com and hit the podcast link. Thank you for joining the Claim Hunters. We hope you enjoyed our show. If you would like to share your story, head on over to subroiq.com and click the YouTube button.